Hey guys, what's up? Ollie H and Edsy coming at you with yet another podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about post-World War II migration. Play it!
A long time ago in the early 1940s, Arthur Coffin said that 3 million Australians could not protect 7 million miles of the world. He then addressed the issue with populate or perish. Throughout the years to come, millions of people immigrated to Australia because of this issue.
After World War II, the Displaced Persons Agreement came into play, and a few years later, the Assisted Migration Scheme came, also known as the £10 POMS Scheme.
Interrupt this podcast with breaking news. Budget Direct is giving you free money if you get hit by a car. That's right, free money if you get hit by a car. But wait, it's selling fast. If you call now in the first 100 callers, you can get a free home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Some nationalities who immigrated to Australia include Italians, Greeks, West Germans, French, Polish, Danes, and Dutch people.
The £10 POMS scheme brought new people to Australia in hope of a new life. From 1958 to 1972, Australia's population doubled. People had to stay in Australia for 12 months to receive citizenship, as opposed to today, where you have to live in Australia for a total of 48 months, which is 4 years.
1955 to 1975, Vietnam was struck by a massive war, resulting in an enormous amount of people immigrating to Australia under refugee status. Over 100,000 people immigrated to Australia. This was the last time we have accepted more than 100,000 people at a time.
Fast forward to 1992. The Bosnian War and the fall of Yugoslavia brought a few thousand refugees into Australia. Then in 2015, 23 years later, there had been a report of 50,000 refugees after many Middle Eastern countries had plunged into a civil war. Now you are up to date with the history of Australian refugees and immigrants.